course at the
White House. Blog Talk Radio.
COVID-19 pills, the drug from Pfizer, will be prescribed for use in adults and children ages 12 and up with mild to moderate COVID who are at risk for severe disease or hospitalization. Clinical trials showed Pfizer's pill called Paxlovid reduced hospitalization rates by 89% if taken within 3 days of the onset of symptoms. It's day three of deliberations in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. Four women claim the British socialite recruited and groomed them for Jeffrey Epstein, who sexually abused them when they were underage teens. Meanwhile, jurors in the manslaughter trial of a former Minnesota cop may be deadlocked. They hinted that yesterday as they decide the fate of Kim Potter, who claims she mistakenly used her gun instead of her taser on Dante Wright. A look back at one of the top stories of this year, here's Sue Danielson.
18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse was charged with fatally shooting two protesters and wounding a third during civil unrest August 25th of 2020 that erupted after the shooting of a black man, Jacob Blake. Rittenhouse testified he arrived in Kenosha that night armed with a semi-automatic weapon to join a group of other armed men who wanted to protect businesses from being vandalized. Rittenhouse testified that protester Joseph Rosenbaum lunged at him and Rittenhouse fired four times, killing Rosenbaum. Rittenhouse shot Huber once in the chest, killing him, and he shot and injured a third protester. Defense attorneys maintain that Rittenhouse was defending himself. Prosecutors claim Rittenhouse instigated the shootings.
May the jury find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
Wisconsin National Guard soldiers were on alert for possible unrest after the verdict, but things remained calm in Kenosha. There were some protests in several U.S. cities.
You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio. I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now, but if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Shop Mattress Firm's year-end sale and put an end to junk sleep. Save up to $500 when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base with qualifying Sealy purchase up to a $499 value. Or shop top-selling brands and get up to 50% off select mattresses, like Sealy Twin Mattresses starting at $224.99 or Serta Twin Mattresses at $349.99. And shop with confidence thanks to our low price guarantee. Only at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to alternative cross weather outlook for Wednesday. Well, we'll see pretty much a rainy and cloudy day today. High temperatures around 48, 49 degrees. Tonight, yep, clouds and rain will hang around. Low temperatures dropping now down to about 40. For Thursday, rain likely, and that wind will pick up, gusting up to 15 to 20 miles an hour in selected areas. The rain and wind will hang around for Thursday night. Low temperatures down to about 38. For Friday and Christmas Eve, clouds and rain again. High temperatures around 44. But by Christmas Eve evening, lows dropping down past 35, which will set up possible rain and snow mix through the overnight into Christmas Day. High temperatures around 40.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life black. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
What's up, you guys? It's your girl, Carissa Atkins, in the house, filling in for the amazing Dr. Pat. I will try my best to, like, you know, uphold that. She wears some pretty big shoes, though. So, listen, today we're talking about cracking the code for success. And specifically, we're going to get real with the Real Girl Talk. You guys, if you don't know who I am Carissa. I'm the CEO and founder of 365 Daily Hustle. It's a global coaching company that helps purpose-driven, boss-babe women really boss up and get healthy so that they can truly show up and thrive in this world. I am a wife, I'm a mom, I'm an author, I'm a public speaker, but more importantly, you guys, I am a champion for all things women's mental and physical health. So today's episode, I've got like some juicy topics. Now, if Pat was here, we'd be talking about busting through like the bro code and into the girl code. But since she's not, I'll just keep it real here. So yeah, today we're talking about the bro code, you know, which was made famous by Barney Stinson. He kind of laid that out for us in How I Met Your Mother. I'm not sure if you've ever even checked out a single episode, but gosh, back in the day, I probably watched every single one of them. And I have always been like this alpha female, right? So I'm always like, whatever happened to the girl code? Like, I've literally never, ever heard of a girl code. And today, you know, I'm going to do it. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the unspoken and unsaid set of rules that every babe needs to follow, come hell or high water. And every time I'm giving you, like, some four or five, like, awesome tips for success. And every time we do, you're going to hear an awesome sound effect. Benny, give it to me. So, yeah, I was going to keep on our toes today. So if you guys hear that and you were like just like dozing off, you need to go back and rewind or re-listen to that part because I've just given you another awesome tip. But anyways, you guys, over the next hour, we're going to really talk about, you know, there's like three major boss babe takeaways you're going to get. And you're going to learn how to balance and manage a successful career. You're going to learn how to balance a healthy body, thriving relationships. Like, you're going to learn how to step up, level up in your life. And I'm going to give you those four boss babe tips to help you create this unstoppable life. Like, I truly believe that. And we're going to even dive into a little bit about, you know, non-negotiable habits that are really going to set you up for success. So, you guys, I promise by the end of this show, you're going to have clarity, you're going to have vision, and more importantly, you're going to feel momentum in your personal life, which will help you level up your professional life. So get ready to create a balance-like life, a bro, or should I say like a boss babe. All right, now before we get going, I just want to make sure that you are listening like you are here, like you are zoned in, right? So, and making sure that you are also the right fit for what I'm about to give you. So if you can say yes to this statement, I want to encourage you to keep listening, okay? So the question is, do you struggle to manage your career, relationships, a healthy life, healthy body, and those awesome life events that always seem to pop up? If you were just like, yes, yes, and heck yes, then today's episode is a total game changer for you. So here's the reality, right, of life. Life's hard and can get, like, overwhelming very, very quickly. But the secret, you guys, is that it does not have to be like this. You do not have to live in this survival mode, and instead, you can choose to thrive instead. So every time I'm talking, whether it's on stage or to a client or to just anyone in general, maybe I'm on an interview, and someone like mentions work-life balance. Now, some people will say that it is like a myth, right? It's unachievable. And then you've got babes like me who I feel like I've got a really good handle on this whole thing called work-life balance. Some people believe that you need to either neglect your family or your career in order to thrive in one area and that no one can really truly have it all. But again, I disagree 100%. So today I'm going to teach you how to make it all come together. So if you're listening, if you're driving, don't obviously take notes, but I want to encourage you to come back to this episode and listen and take those notes and then start implementing it because all this information is a really awesome stuff, but without action, you're not going to show up at all, right? You're not going to change your life in 2022. So today I'm going to teach you how to make it all come together. So quick disclaimer. No, I'm not asking for you to have this perfect balance, okay? Perfect is the enemy here, right? But yes, there are going to be times you're going to have to focus more on one area and the other, right? Right now in my business, I'm a health and weight loss coach. Can you believe how many women are going to be reaching out to me in the next 30 days? They're like, hey, girl, I just, you know, set up my weight loss goals. I want to achieve a healthier body, a better relationship with food. Like, my DMs are going to be so full in this next month. So, yes, of course, my business is going to get a little bit more percentage of me. However, it's all about balancing it out, remember. So you guys, here are my four juiciest tips on how you can create a healthy, balanced life. So boss babe tip number one is identify your priorities and set boundaries. Hello, I'm going to say it again. Boss babe tip number one is to identify your priorities and set up some solid boundaries. Hit it, Benny. Yes, thank you. So, the reality of priorities and boundaries is they're not like anybody else's, okay? I am a working mama. I'm a military spouse. I've got two kids. I've got three dogs, right? Like, my priorities are going to look totally different than anybody else. They're completely, uniquely yours. Okay, they change with your situations, they change, you know, they're according to your likes and dislikes, your lifestyles, your values, and so forth. I think you see where I'm going here. But it is your responsibility to identify what your priorities are, and then the hardest part, make them a priority. Right? Like, I know that makes, like, total sense. You're like, well, duh, Carissa. Like, I know that, you know, my work is a priority or my family is a priority or going to church is a priority. But what are you doing that really makes that a priority in your life? Right? Like, how are you showing up every day making it a point to work on the things that are priorities to you? Okay? You got to dig a little deeper there. You can't just say, of course, like, my family and my kids are a priority. My husband's a priority. Awesome. But if we don't do anything with them, with these people in our life, with our health, we're going to wake up 5 years from now, divorced, unhappy, overweight. Like, that's where a lot of people get mixed up, is they stop making their priorities a priority. So you really have to stop and ask yourself, what is truly important to me at the end of the day? Right? What is so important that if something happened tonight and it ripped that priority away from you, what would you fight like crazy to get back? Okay? So my recommendation, my pro tip, my boss babe tip is to sit down and make a list of your top 3 to 5 priorities. Now, some examples are things like family, faith, health, career, giving back, friendships, growth, connections, maybe it's nature, learning, networking. It doesn't matter what it is. And if you guys are just like thinking career-based, then literally sit down and think about, what are my priorities in my business? Okay. If you're thinking, maybe you're a stay-at-home mom, what are my priorities with being a stay-at-home mom, right? Cooking healthy meals, teaching the kids their schoolwork, etc. So I want you to break down and create a priorities list. And then I want you to think about, and it's really, really important, the second step. Everyone can name off their priorities, but they don't take the second step. They don't go one layer deeper. They don't ask themselves, why is it a priority to me? Right? Of course, we have to work. That's like the surface level of why. But really, I want you to break down, okay, why do I have to work? Why do I do the work that I do? What brings me energy with that work? What excites me about that work, right? I want you to get down and like climb down the ladder to the why until you hit like the deepest level of that. And then you can now attach that feeling of what, you know, why that priority is important to you anyways, so that now you have some emotional thought. You have some emotional connection, okay? We're not robots, so we need to attach our emotional needs to our priorities. Otherwise, guess what? That meeting that you always keep postponing really isn't a priority. You're not thinking about what you're going to get out of it or what you're going to get from it. And then the second part of, you know, the boss babe tip number one is really the boundaries. I want you to think of boundaries like protection walls. You can't let people, you know, like walk all over you. You can't let work get the best version of you. You can't let your to-do list become so overwhelming that you forget everything else, right? It allows you to stay stuck. So real quickly, and then we're going to take a break. I just want to give you some examples of how I set boundaries in my own life. So when it comes to my health, right, to me, that's my number one priority. Because without my health, y'all, I have nothing, right? Without my energy, without my excitement, without my body, my mind, everything, I have nothing. So I always, for me, my health, one boundary, right? I always go to bed at the exact same time. Not because I'm getting older, but because a solid bedtime routine sets me up for success the next day. I know how important getting to bed on time is for my entire week, right? So that is just one simple boundary that I wanted to kind of share with you today. So, you guys, we are going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to finish the Boss Babe tips, and we're even going to get into the nitty-gritty action steps that you can do and you can take to level up your life. We'll be right back, you guys.
I'm bouncing, I'm the first girl that they want to check. I switched up the beat of the show. That's right, I brought all the boys to the yard. And that's right, I'm the one that said to all the songs. I'm bouncing, I'm the big girl out the hate.
Well, some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking in purpose and meaning. It just doesn't feel good. Well, The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to go for it. For more information or purchase the book, go to transformationtalkradio.com or carlgreer.com.
Imagine starting your week off with a teaching, a clearing, and an activation direct from the God Consciousness. If you would like to feel more in charge of your week ahead, then I personally invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, for our monthly Soul Sunday non-denominational service at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, online or in person. All donations for this event go to the TLC Initiative Fund to help those in need. Sign up now at TracyLClark.com and let's connect together in the glory realm.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce,
and me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
I'm bouncing, I'm the first girl that they want to check. I switched up the beat of the show. That's right, I brought all the boys to the yard. And that's right, I'm the one that's back to all the songs.
Oh, Benny, you had the perfect song. I'm bouncing. even the soundtrack I play in the gym, quite honestly. But anyways, you guys, we are back with the golden rules for success, right? I'm giving you not the bro code rules for women's success, but I'm giving you the girl code rules. And I'm surprised nobody's out there that doesn't put this out there yet. So I'm just declaring it right now. But anyways, we are back and we are on Boss Babe tip number two to help you create an abundant amount of success in your life, your health, your business. And Boss Babe two, tip number two is get organized and start planning. Oh my gosh, this is probably something that I'm actually obsessed with because everyone is always asking me, they're like, Chris, how do you get it all done, right? Like, how are you on your podcast? How are you on your radio show? Like, how are you coaching clients? How are you traveling the world and speaking? Like, all of these amazing questions. I'm like, oh, it's easy. I'm organized as can be, right? And I plan everything to a T. And I feel that when you are organized and when you plan out your life, that type of intentionality allows for freedom, okay? So I don't feel like I'm all over the place. Why? Because I have a plan put into place. So Boss Babe tip number two is to get your life organized and start planning. That's it. It's an easy effect, right? Just kidding. It's not that easy, actually. A lot of women come to me because they just can't figure out how to make it all work, right? They know what now that their priorities are. They're like, I really need to do X and this and this, and I feel so stressed, but they aren't organized. So work-life balance, or what I like to call flow, doesn't just happen overnight, you guys. It takes intentional choices each and every single day. You have to adopt the mindset that I need to do less so that I can actually achieve more. Finding flow takes organization and it takes intentional planning. So here are just some examples of how I get organized so that I can feel balanced and in control of my life. So again, structure for me equals freedom. Now I'm going to tell you all these examples and you'll be like, oh my gosh, that overwhelms me. And remember, I didn't start off, you know, I didn't A, come out of the womb super organized, like that's not possible. I learned these skills and you can learn them too. And over the years of my journey, right, from like 213 pounds to unstoppable in my mind, I have learned how to get more and more organized with everything. Okay, so just an example in my health, right? So when we break down health, it's not just how much I weigh, right? It's nutrition, it's body movement, it's mental health. Remember, I'm the champion for women's health mentally and physically. And so what we put into our bodies is important. So getting organized with nutrition, this is how it looks. Right? I plan my meals for the upcoming week on Thursday night. I shop for my ingredients on Friday or Saturday, and then I prep it all on Sunday. Now, depending on the different times and the seasons in my life, right, if it's softball season and my weekends are taken, then everything is kind of shifted to like a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday thing, but you get the idea, right? Like I have to look ahead. I have to forecast ahead at my life, what I've got going on, and say, okay, well, meal prep for me is a no, it's a must, it's a non-negotiable. So I have to literally break it down into bite-sized pieces so that I can get in proper nutrition so that I can have all this energy that I have, okay? So yeah, like you get the idea where I'm going with nutrition. Let's just take my exercise routine for an example. On Sundays, I literally sit down with my feet up on the couch. I take 20 minutes to plan out the next 7-day workouts for my week. Planning my workouts makes my life easier. I no longer walk into the gym and think, I wonder what I should do today. What muscle group should I hit today? What do I feel like doing today? Like, no, you go in with a plan and you walk out and it saves you time and it does save you energy. Less decision making throughout the week sets you up for success. An example for mental health, right? So every single day I listen to motivational speeches, motivational podcasts, YouTube videos, books. I really don't allow negativity to like seep into my life. There are toxic people, words, thoughts, all of these things are something I protect. And every single day, right, I spend 30 minutes, I call it my spiritual power hour in the morning, and I meditate, and I read, and I do EFT tapping, and I do everything in the morning so it sets me up for success, okay? And then the last, you know, like the last example I want to give you guys, just so that you guys can relate, because some of you are like, I don't work out, I don't care to, or I don't want to be this, or I don't do that. Well, you guys can all relate if you have a family, okay? So your home life. Fortunately, nowadays, if we don't plan our activities with family and friends, it gets lost in the shuffle. I mean, I guarantee if I was standing in front of 10 of you and I said, when's the last time you did anything with your kids? Or when's the last time you did anything with your friends? You'd be like, right? Like, and I'm talking not just like homework. I'm talking something awesome, something really fun with them. You would have to probably think back. Right? So every Friday, I take my daughter to have breakfast, and it's like no phones, and we just sit there and we talk and we catch up for the week because that's what she likes to do, right? So I date the people in my life that are important. So if those, if you having, you know, intentional, meaningful, mindful relationships with your family and friends, you actually have to plan them. I know, it seems crazy. I told you it's going to sound like obsessive, and sometimes it is, but I'm telling you, when you are organized and structured, your life becomes super easy. If you are struggling to get up and going to the gym, you know, set out the clothes the night before. Get organized. You just running around like a chicken with your head cut off is not a plan. That's not a sustainable plan for health. All right, I think I have enough time. I'm going to like bust into the Boss Babe tip number 4, which is all about learning to let go of perfection. Oh, this is a juicy one because so many people struggle with like everything needs to be perfect in order for me to be successful, and that is a bunch of BS. So I don't know about you guys, but I've been through my fair share of like perfection moments, right? I've rewritten a blog post like 1,000 times. I've rewritten emails. I've taken 500 selfies in the gym to try and find the perfect one. You know, like I've tried it. And I'm telling you, you striving for the perfect video, the perfect message, the perfect email, the perfect sales pitch, you're going to set yourself up for failure. It's no wonder we have, like, insane amounts. Like, people set expectations so freaking high for things to be perfect, but, oh, my gosh, it's never going to be perfect. And I kind of like that. I've reframed the idea of what does even perfection look like. For me, it just means taking action. Because if I was looking for the very perfect, you know, like, topic to talk on today, guess what? It wouldn't be perfect. And then I would, like, let myself down. One of my favorite persons, you know, people to follow is Brene Brown. And she wrote the book, it's called The Gifts of Imperfection. And in this book, she states that perfectionism is a self-destructing and addictive belief system that fuels this primary thought, right? If I live perfect, if I look perfect, if I do everything perfect, I can avoid or minimize the painful feelings of shame, judgment, or blame. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I'm a recovering workaholic, first off, but I'm also a recovering perfectionist. I used to actually come to a standstill in my business and even in my corporate life where I was like, I can't present today, right? I can't show up to the board meeting because I don't have the perfect notes. Like I don't have, and I got so paralyzed by fear that I almost allowed it to get the best version of me. So I want you to just sit back and remind yourself, right, that you're a human being. Mistakes are going to happen. Sales pitches are going to get messed up. You know, your healthy meal plan in 2020, guess what? Something's going to happen, and your day isn't going to be perfect. You're going to eat the cookie. And if I can be real honest with you, like give you some real wisdom from one boss babe to another, it's okay. Right? Nothing is going to come out perfectly, and just trust that the universe has your back. So if you're a perfectionist, I have a gift for you. If you're like trying to like, maybe you want to start a business, but you just don't feel like your business plan is perfect, or you want to start a workout routine, but you have like, you don't know the perfect way to do the move. Doesn't matter what it is, I have a gift for you. It's a one-page PDF called Letting Go of Perfection, and it's going to give you 9 helpful tips on how to do so. So So if you guys want that free gift, please send me a DM or text me at the number 402-880-2142 with the word perfect. Again, either text me or DM me the word perfect, and I will send it your way. You guys, we are going to take our second break for the day, and then we're coming right back with Boss Babe Tip Secret Number 4, and then diving into some juicy action steps for y'all. We'll be right back.
She's just a girl and she's on fire.
Ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie Jane, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion. First and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on the process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the conscious parenting community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with a catastrophe. But she knows she can fly away.
Love it. And we are back, you guys. Oh my gosh. I'm just so excited. It's actually the first time that I've been sharing my Boss Babe. It's like secrets to success. And I'm just calling it like girl talk for real babes who are ready to boss up in their life, their health, their business. And before I dive into Boss Babe tip number 4, and we're going to move along, but I just kind of wanted to let you know, if you don't know anything about me, I want to encourage you to go like search me, right? Google search me, figure out what I'm all about. But if you haven't heard my story, it's really a story from, you know, 213 pounds and depressed and ashamed of my body to an unstoppable queen. And I say that because, yes, I had to go through the physical change, right? I've lost close to 100 pounds. And then I've even now gone back up on the scale because I'm building out muscle because I just want to be strong as I can. But what people don't see is the mindset work that goes behind it. So when I got into my best shape of my life physically, it made my, like, everything else upgraded, right? And so I'm on a mission to help more women boss up and get healthy. And not just, like, I'm not talking lose 20, 30 pounds. Like, anyone can lose weight. Losing weight's simple, you guys. But I'm talking about sustainable health, right? It's been 11 years since I, you know, was 213 pounds. And I'm 5 foot tall, y'all. That was a, I'm a rolling bowling ball at 213. So, like, anyone can upgrade their life. Anyone can do it, but you have to be willing to step up and change. You have to be willing. And a lot of these boss babe tips that I'm giving you applies. It applies to women who are needing to get out of their out of the rut that they're in. Like, so many women feel stuck in a sense or unhappy in certain areas of life, and it all requires you to boss up and change. So if that's you, if you're listening, you're like, holy cow, like, I need to be, like, surrounded by this woman, like, please, I want to encourage you to go and find me on Facebook. I have an awesome group that's just dedicated for busy women, alpha females like myself. It's called The Healthy Hustle. I'm giving free recipes, tips, advice, trainings. You know, the other day I did EFT tapping, which is, you know, it's an awesome way to, like, raise your vibrations and energy. And I just want to give. I'm on a mission, a global mission, to help more women, you know, get fit and stay fit forever because I know what it's done for me, and I think that that's really important. And, in fact, I'm giving a free, you know, gift away, and it's called Reclaim Your Best Life. It's my ebook, and it's going to give you all 10 strategies. All 10 boss babe strategies to help you up level and show up for yourself. And you can find that ebook in that group. So if you just want to find that group, it's called The Healthy Hustle. It's a Facebook group. I will, of course, tag all the newbies with that ebook. I would love to have you read it, let you know, give you all the rest of the 10 secrets too. So anyways, all right, you guys, I'm obviously, you can Google my business, 365 Daily Hustle. You can friend request me if you're just looking, you know, to be friends with an awesome chick who literally is constantly bossing up. I would love to have you as my friend for sure. So anyways, all right, boss babe tip number 4, the best kept secret. I saved it for last. So if you've been listening, thank you. We are ready to get into the juicy nitty gritty of it all. Okay. So my best secret is to create healthy habits that support you rather than destroy you. I was sitting in a doctor's office 11 years ago. She looked at me and she said, Carissa, you're 5 foot tall, you're 213, and you are considered obese. Yes, I know. She called me the O word, and I was not prepared for that at all. I mean, in fact, I was pretty upset. I'm Puerto Rican, and so, like, I obviously went to the anger side first. But then she said, if you don't change your lifestyle habits today, you might not be around for your kids in 10 years. That was the real punch to the gut, you guys. So as you can tell, I'm not just a health coach, right? Like, I'm not just a woman on a mission trying to get women healthy. I'm a woman on a mission trying to, you know, teach women how to create habits that support them rather than destroy them. Okay, so boss babe tip number 4, create healthy habits. Create a life full of habits, healthy behaviors, healthy thoughts. So how often do you find yourself negotiating with yourself or others about your health, right? Oh, I'll just have this pan of brownies today and I'll start tomorrow. Or I'll skip my workout this morning because, gosh, I had a late night yesterday and I'll work out later. Newsflash, later never happens, okay, unless you literally say, okay, I'm just going to go now. Or there was once a time in my night or my life that, you know, I was like, I'm just going to send one more email. And all of a sudden it would be midnight and I'm burning the midnight oil. And then I look down, I'm like, oh my gosh, now it's so late, right? It's so late. So there are so many things that we know we should be doing, but we don't do it. And it's because we haven't created healthy lifestyle habits and boundaries, okay? And a lot of this all goes obviously hand in hand. It's very connected. But, you know, like I always tell women when I'm working with women, besides understanding their priorities, which was Boss Babe tip number one, go back and listen to it if you missed the first half of the show, you guys. But I'm going to end it with the habits because it's the most important thing. So we've all heard that phrase, early to bed, early to rise, right? And earlier I touched base on creating a bedtime routine that really sets me up for the next day. Well, this is just, again, to give you an example of some habits that I do that are just non-negotiables. I set women down in our very first session when I work with them. I say, what are five habits that you are going to commit to that would totally allow you to up-level your life? Up-level. You guys, up-level. That is a huge word. I want you to think about up-level, okay? So what are the habits that are going to up-level your life, okay? Early to bed, early to rise is one of my habits. It is a non-negotiable. Lack of sleep makes me irritable. It makes me not want to work out the next day. It makes me have zero confidence. It allows me to, like, my energy is gone. So you can see that me going to bed is really, really important to me. Another non-negotiable habit for me is I have to protect my energy. I have to protect my internal energy. So I work on building a strong mindset every single day. So let's relate it to like a bicep curl. If you're trying to grow your biceps, right, you do lots and lots of reps for ripping the muscles apart so that they can grow back together. And our mindset is no different. If we want to build a strong, healthy mindset and have tons of energy, you have to work on that. You have to put the reps in, okay? So every single day I'm reading, I'm meditating, I'm tapping, I'm getting coached. Yes, coaches need coaches. If you're a coach out there listening and you're like, why can't I up-level? Get yourself a coach, all right? So, at the end of the day, you guys need to do something that, you know, supports your mindset, that supports your mental game. You're only as strong, you know, as your mental game, in my opinion. Okay, if I walk up to the bench press at 185 pounds and I think, I can't do that, I'm already defeated. I'm not going to do it because I've already thought that. So I walk up to that bench and I think, dang it, I'm going to do this. I'm going to rep it out. And you know what? I do it. So I'm pretty, and then I feel pretty good. All right. So that's the second non-negotiable habit that I protect is my mindset. All right. The third habit that I make it a point to do is I do a detox. And I'm not talking drink a crappy smoothie for like 7 days detox. Okay. I'm talking like a decluttering detox of my life. I don't allow negative people to be a part of my life or my space. I ain't got time for that, okay? I will literally kick you off my Facebook feed if you are being negative in any way, to me or to my friends. I protect my energy, right, with positive vibes, okay? So you guys think about it. If you're living a negative life or you have a lot of negative thoughts, detox them, okay? Detox the people. My gosh, when COVID hit, I remember business meetings that I would show up to a Zoom call and CNN would be in the background just putting, you know, or some kind of news station, putting negative energy out into this world, right? Putting fear into your mindset, feeding you fear. What are we going to do? All these things, okay? But I realized, I'm like, no, that will lead me down the very dark path, okay? It makes me scared. It brings fear into my life. Like the what if start to take place. So I was like, I'm not watching the news. I'm not watching it. That's negativity that I can control. I can control when to shut it off. So you guys, if you have a negative mindset, if you're talking crap to yourself, if grandma or your stepdad or somebody is always feeding you crap, you can't do it. You're not good enough. You'll never make it. Get rid of them. That's your choice. Okay, but that is a non-negotiable that I will literally kick you out of my life for. Negativity. Ain't going to have it. Okay? And then another, right, the fourth, and there's five of these non-negotiables, and we're going to maybe get to them all before break, but the fourth non-negotiable habit that I singly ever do, and every single one of you could do right now, is I drink water. Like religiously, okay? I try and drink at least a gallon a day, which I know for some of you, you're like, I haven't even drank 20 ounces. It's okay. I didn't start off drinking a gallon of water, all right? I started out with just drinking less coffee, less booze, and a little bit more water. So, yeah, water is just a non-negotiable. It keeps toxins flowing out. It helps muscle soreness. It helps me stay on top of my health goals. It helps me hydrated, so I have energy. Like, water is the easiest habit you guys can start doing today. Now, all of your habits are going to be different. I get it. But the health coach in me does say drink more water. All right? Okay. So the very last non-negotiable habit, and we're going to take a quick break, is time. All right? So be on time to everything you do. Don't half-ass it. Like, if you're going to do something, commit. Oh, my gosh, that is, like, my biggest pet peeve is when someone shows up late to a meeting or someone shows up late to a call. Like, respect someone's time, you guys. So, like, that's a habit. Like I told you, everything we do is a habit or a behavior, and it's either learned or picked up as a coping mechanism. You guys, we're going to take a quick break, and then we are going to rapid fire a few more keys to my success. So, yeah, we'll be right back, y'all. I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath. Get your rocks to vote and make a man. So I sit quietly, a deep lightning. I guess that after God I had a choice. Unless you push me past the brink.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, me, Yvonne, in the Realm of Being each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Being.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Join us, Dr. Pat Basile, in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to explore the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path for the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Hey, you guys, we are back, and now we are talking about non-negotiable habits that really support the boss babe living lifestyle. And so, we've just been diagnosing and talking about different habits and behaviors that are just non-negotiable for me. And we talked a lot about health ones so far, right? And I'm not just talking physical health, but, like, we're also talking mental health. I talked about detoxing negative people out of your life. So many women come on the call, and they're like, but so-and-so just makes me feel so much anxiety. And I'm like, well, then why do you even allow that to happen, right? Like, it just, we got to detox those people out, but we're talking non-negotiable habits. And in the first half of the show, we were talking about, I gave you the 4 boss babe tips for success, right? We're out with the bro code, in with the girl code. And so I gave you the first 4 of my boss babe tips. The second half of the show, we're talking about non-negotiable habits. So I'm a habit change coach. If you haven't realized, yes, I specialize in weight loss because that's my background. That's what I'm passionate about because I think health is our solid foundation for anything. However, I want to get into some non-negotiable habits that, you know, support other areas of my life. So it's not uncommon for today's woman, right, to have a lot on her plate, especially for the growing number of working females who are trying to balance a career and having a personal life all at the same time. Like, that is the norm, okay? It's very, very easy to get overwhelmed with all the responsibilities and obligations, okay? We feel so obligated to be doing everything because I feel that social media has impacted that. I feel that as women, we just have a hard time saying no. Like, we're nurturers. We want to help. We want to give. We want people to like us. They're craving, like, this sense of approval. And so, of course, we're yes people. You know, we are people pleasers. And if that's you, I also have a PDF for that. But I just love helping women boss up and get their life back. And so, let's just get into it. Let's talk about some other habits that I make a non-negotiable in my life. So self-care. Of course, we're going to talk about self-care. You guys, there was once a time that I believed that I wasn't worth taking care of myself, okay? And I would let my busy schedule get in the way. I would work late and then come home and be tired and irritable and not even cooking dinners for my family anymore. I was literally neglecting my health, all right? And when you neglect self-care, it has some real consequences. And I don't care if you're a guy listening, you need self-care too. That may be a cigar and some scotch and some alone time for you. It does not matter, okay? But you do need time spent on yourself. And self-care is going to look different for everyone, okay? For some women, it's bubble baths. For some, it's reading. For some, it's saying no. That is a form of self-care, especially if you are a people pleaser, okay? So you have to incorporate self-care into your life. So that can help you find that balance from chaos to calm, okay? It's not always going to be chaos. It's not always going to be calm, but it's going to help you find the balance. So here are some of my favorite self-care items, okay? Items, I say items because they're on my calendar, right? That was one of my boss babe tips is get yourself organized, schedule everything. And, of course, self-care is no different. Right? So I have to schedule time in with myself. And so I say items, but they're not items. But anyways, some of those for me are being in nature. So I love being outside. I literally love walking on hot pavement. Like, I just love feeling the earth beneath my feet. I feel very connected. So me soaking up sunshine is a huge one for me. Laughter is self-care. So sometimes I just put on the funniest show or movie, and I just sit there and listen, you know, to comedy, even though I don't get it all the time. But, you know, like, laughter is a medicine. It's a cure for a lot of things. So laughter is part of self-care. A hot shower, right? I don't know about you guys, and I know that's, like, funny, but women always say, like, oh, I just wish I could take a hot shower. And I'm like, girl, you can. Hello. A hot shower for me, I always take hot showers, but for me, more importantly, it's taking a hot shower that I'm not feeling rushed to get through. I mentioned over break to our guys, I get up at 3:45 in the morning. I'm out the door at 4:15 to the gym. I'm in there crushing it. I get like every minute is accounted for in my morning routine. And, and taking a shower is one of those, right? Like there's 5 minutes set aside Monday through Friday for a shower to get in, get out. And so on the weekends, I'll take like a 20-minute shower and not even care, right? I'll play the podcast. I'll listen to something. I'll just even sit on the ground of a tub, right, and just let the water hit me. It doesn't matter what your self-care is. The point of this entire thing is to take it. Take the self-care, okay? So if you are writing any of these stuff down, this is where I'm going to give you some action steps. All right, action step number one. Make a list of different self-care activities that you can do that feed the different parts of your life and your body, okay? Do stuff that's self-care that feeds your mind. Do things that are self-care that feed your body, your soul, okay? You get the idea. Action step, write down a whole list. So I find that when we're busy, we forget about all the different things that we could be doing, and we're just like, whatever, I'll get to that time, whatever. Like, you have to create that time, but it's really good to have an option, like a menu, if you will, of ideas. All right, the next one, another non-negotiable habit that I do is creating a positive mindset, okay? There is a secret behind living a happy, healthy, and successful life. And that is living with an attitude of gratitude. I know it's super cheesy, but I don't care, right? Creating a positive mindset and fulfilling life all starts with creating a positive mindset and lifestyle. So creating a positive mindset is absolutely the most powerful thing that you can do that will change your life completely, okay? Your attitude is a huge part of determining what kind of life you're going to have. Okay. Attitude isn't all about smiling it or faking happiness. Lord knows we've all been there, right? When we show up and someone's like, hey, how's it going? And you're like, oh my gosh, everything's amazing. And you put on this big smile that's totally fake. And typically no one will ask you the second question. It's like, no, really, how's it going? Right? No one really cares. I do, but not a lot of people care because you're faking this sense of happiness. But when you truly develop an attitude of gratitude, and you look at all the positives that life has to throw at you, when you then show up and someone says, hey, how you doing? And you're like, you know what? I am freaking fantastic. They don't even know what to say to that because they can feel that energy with me. They're like, oh, I bet you are, right? Like, it's infectious. One bad apple ruins the whole, bag. We've heard that. It's no different in a working environment. When I was in HR, oh my gosh, right? Like one bad negative apple would come into work and complain, and I'd send him home for the day. Like, go home, come back when you're ready to be positive, because you will infect the entire team. All right, you guys, besides the attitude of gratitude, I love reframing everything. I'm a reframe queen. I'm always like, how can I turn my life and, make this bad situation into something good? There's so many more tips and advice that I could give you, but I want to kind of leave it up for discussion, right? I want to know what's on your mind. How did you like today's, talk? What did you even think of the topics and the conversation? Do you have a boss babe rule that needs to get added to the plate, right? And if you do, I would love to hear it. Drop it in the DMs, wherever it is you're listening to, whether it's on the podcast, the Boss Up Babe, the radio show, Doc's Pat Show. Maybe you're on Facebook listening right now. I don't care where you're at. If you have the opportunity to drop something in the chat, please do so. And feel free to find me and tag me. I'd love to add your Boss Babe tips to my strategy guide. I would love that. All right. So with that, you guys, it's been a pleasure. I always love coming on and sharing my expertise, my energy, my passion with an audience, especially Dr. Pat's audience, because you guys are so loyal and awesome. I just wanted to ask you to come and find me over on Facebook. My name is Carissa Atkins, right? My website is 365 Daily Hustle. I'm on Instagram. I'm really everywhere. If you like my style, if you love the way I just preach the truth and with a no BS approach, come find me on the Boss Up Babe podcast. I am live on radio, on Transformation Talk Radio, on Tuesdays, every other Tuesdays, at 12:30 Pacific Standard Time. We talk about all kinds of juicy topics. I'd love for you to come over and, and listen to my show. So come on over. If you haven't made physical activity a habit yet, and you're in your 30s and 40s, it is a good time to start. Okay, if you're looking for a health and fitness coach that is going to, bring you all the expertise, all the proven strategies, come out and find me. 2022 is right around the corner, and I would love to help you boss up, get fit, and stay fit forever. Ladies, bros, it's been amazing, but this girl's got to go. I hope you enjoyed today's Talk Girl Talk.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Wednesday to you. Bennett Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the town. Over on I-5 southbound near the off-ramp to Columbian Way, around miles 163, there's a collision partially blocking that ramp and the general purpose lane. Traffic is backing up quite nicely in that area. So we're going to take along with you that I-5 southbound near Columbian Way. State Patrol is on the scene to take care of that situation. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. The Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, with special guests, Chrissy Broad from the Bronx, Evelyn Stewart.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. The FDA is approving COVID-19 pills. The drug from Pfizer will be prescribed for use in adults and children ages 12 and up with mild to moderate COVID who are at risk for severe disease or hospitalization. Clinical trials showed Pfizer's pill called Paxlovid reduced hospitalization rates by 89% if taken within 3 days of the onset of symptoms. President Biden is extending the pause on federal student loan payments.
Some student loan borrowers are still coping with the pandemic and need some time before resuming payments.
The extension runs through May and benefits more than 40 million Americans. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said it will give borrowers additional time to navigate the economic impacts of the ongoing COVID pandemic. Congressional Democrats put enormous pressure on the White House to extend the pause. The CDC director is saying that the rapid spread of the COVID Omicron variant is no cause for panic. Speaking on Today, Wednesday, Dr. Rochelle Walensky explained the surge was expected due to the variant's rapid spread rate. Dr. Walensky pointed out the nation is in a much different place than a year ago, noting vaccines, boosters, and knowledge of preventative measures like masking up while indoors. President Biden can be expected to have something to say publicly during the anniversary of the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, so said White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki during her daily briefing.
We're still finalizing plans, but I think it's safe to say that the American people will hear from him on that day.
There will be some solemn commemorative events at the Capitol on that day. Meantime, former President Trump announced he'll hold a news conference on January 6th at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. Trump issued a statement slamming the House committee investigating the Capitol attack. Trump has vehemently rejected allegations that he incited the assault. The manslaughter trial of a former Minnesota police officer is entering day three of deliberations. Jurors are deciding the fate of Kim Potter, who claims she mistakenly used her gun instead of her taser on Dante Wright during a traffic stop arrest in April. The jury indicated they could be deadlocked Tuesday night, asking what happens if they can't reach a consensus. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
There are over 20,000 homeless in our state, and many are children. When overlooked, they can harbor feelings of anger, isolation, and shame. You can help. Since 2009, Birthday Dreams has been providing these kids with hope, joy, and an increased sense of self-worth. Birthday Dreams has helped over 10,000 children with the gift of a birthday party. Volunteer as a cake baker, gift wrapper, delivery driver, or become a financial donor. Visit birthdaydreams.org. That's birthdaydreams.org.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk weather outlook for Wednesday. Well, we'll see pretty much a rainy and cloudy day today. High temperatures around 48, 49 degrees. Tonight, yep, clouds and rain will hang around. Low temperatures dropping down to about 40. For Thursday, rain likely, and that wind will pick up, gusting up to 15 to 20 miles an hour in selected areas. The rain and wind will hang around for Thursday night. Low temperatures down to about 38. For Friday and Christmas Eve, clouds and rain again. High temperatures around 44. But by Christmas Eve evening, lows dropping down past 35, which will set up possible rain and snow mix through the overnight into Christmas Day. High temperatures around 40.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat McPhilly and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, Transformation Talk Radio listeners. I am not Dr. Pat, but you know me. I am Ellen Stewart, the pushy broad from the Bronx, and I have the privilege and the honor of taking Dr. Pat's place just for today so she can take a good Christmas vacation and a good rest because she's a pushy broad and she works just as hard as I do. So, Doc, wherever you are, I hope it's merry and happy because you deserve it. I am going to bring you a very special show today because I feel it's like my personal Christmas present to you. I have been with Transformation Talk Radio for the past 2 years now and been broadcasting on KKNW, and because this is the time of year that has to be merry, I brought you someone that is going to give you a great Christmas present. This person has been with us before. He was on our show in March of 21, and at that time told you about a brand new book he had called The Last Law of Attraction Book You'll Ever Need to Read. And of course, at the time, I thought that was pretty arrogant and egotistical, but then I read the book. And I can tell you, listeners, this book has changed my life. And right now, especially with what's going on in this world, I'm telling you, we need a Christmas miracle, and we need it right now. So I want you to stop what you're doing. I want you to take a little time, put away all of the stress and the strife of listening about the latest COVID-19 vaccine or the latest virus that's happening or the world struggles or even what you're making for Christmas dinner or how many presents you still have to shop for. Take this 1 hour, just breathe, and bring a little manifesting miracles into your life with the wonderful, best-selling author of The Last Law of Attraction book you'll ever need to read. TTR listeners, please welcome my guest, Andrew Kapp. Hey, Andrew, how you doing?
Yeah, with an intro like that, Ellen, I better be doing great. Thank you so much. Really excited to be here again. Also, you know, I really take it as a high compliment that you're having me on around this time. You know, well-deserved break for Pat, and that you chose me as a guest to kind of come in and hopefully lift things up a little bit. So thank you for having me. Looking forward to wherever we might take this conversation.
Well, listen, I'm thinking that if you go to the mall and you see Santa, if you're going into the mall and you see Santa, even if you're masked, you're sitting on his lap and you're asking him for lots of Christmas wishes. And we're all asking for Christmas wishes. And that's part of what happens when we try to bring the law of attraction to us. So for those of you who don't know anything about Andrew and wasn't able to listen to the first show, Andrew, let's just go back a bit and talk to us about what made you write this book and what drew you to the law of attraction.
Wow. So it's interesting because the answers to those questions are in reverse order. Those that heard last one probably remember I was mentioning how I learned about the law of attraction back in 2004. And I was just, you know, a young, struggling entrepreneur trying to figure life out. You know, we all want the secret code or the secret formula to a happy and fulfilling life. And I was no different. And for me, law of attraction was just one modality of many that I was researching, that I was experimenting with. And to be really candid, at that time, it was very inconsistent to me and for me. And I would find out later that I was the one who's being inconsistent because, you know, jump a few years in the future, 2008, I went through a really bad week. where I lost my company and my girlfriend of 3 years all in the same week, all within 3 days. And the ironic thing is the relationship was on the rocks because I was struggling so hard to keep the company going. And when I finally quit the company, the damage was too little, like it was too little too late. The damage had been done. She didn't even break up over a phone call or not to say nothing of in person. She broke up over a text, which says a lot. After 3 years, you knew that things were not good. And I had to look in the mirror, obviously, and say, like, what? Something got this whole secret formula I've been looking for. I obviously haven't found it yet, or maybe I did, because I had this very weird simultaneous epiphany and moment of indignation where I'm like, listen, if I think back on these past couple of years, there were times where things were starting to come together, and that's when I was doing these law of attraction methods or techniques. So I kind of told myself, listen, I don't care what happens. I don't care when it happens, why it happens, how it happens. I don't care about any of that. I'm going to go all in, and this time I'm going to not stop. I'm going to stop stopping. And that is not code for I'm going to try to focus on perfect thoughts all day, every day, because as angry as I was still wise enough, and I still had enough of a self-understanding myself to understand that was unsustainable. But what I could do, and what I was angry enough to make sure I stuck to, was 5 or 10 minutes of simple gratitude or visualizations every single day. And it was kind of like a movie, because 2 weeks later I felt better. Not perfect, but a lot better than anyone who had recently gotten their heart broken had any business experiencing. Within 3 months, I felt, not only did I feel better, but 3 months later I had a brand new relationship. I was way more connected. It was a healthier situation. Within 4 months, I'm making more money than at any point in my life before then. And within 6 months, everything was different. I was waking up happy and fulfilled. I was in the best shape of my life. Like, everything was running on all cylinders. And I learned the hard way that this law, we'll call it law of attraction. Who knows what it really is? We just call it that because when you call it that way, things seem to click and make sense. But it works when you work it. And it wasn't until 11 years later that I even decided to write this book, because I basically hit this point where I wanted to do something fun in my business. And I was trying to think, like, what can I do to be really candid where I was going to be enthusiastic, I was going to be engaged, I was really going to be in it, and I wouldn't, to be really candid, wouldn't be impatient with customers or readers writing to me or asking questions or anything like that. And it dawned on me, well, here's this huge part of my life that I haven't really gone public with, that if I could only write a good book, maybe I can make a difference. And at that point, I basically had to give myself permission, because we both know, Ellen, there's not like there's hundreds of books out there. There's like 1,000. And there's no point to doing something if you're not going to say something new. So I basically had to give myself permission and simultaneously challenge myself to do something that no one else had done, or hopefully no one else had done. Hence the, to some viewpoints, brash and arrogant title, and certainly to everybody, a very bold promise of a title. And I gave myself permission. I went all in with writing it, and basically used myself as the primer, where it was like all the ways I'd gotten in my own way, if I rationalize that the more personal a problem is, the more universal it is. So if I can use those lessons and articulate how I got around that in a way that anyone can access and anyone can understand and apply, then I knew I'd be living up to, this is the last Law of Attraction book you'll ever need to read. Maybe maybe you want to read more, but ideally this will be the last one you need, because this should hopefully give you enough where you do the methods with enough consistency and enjoyment that you get enough of a result that no one can ever take that away from you. It's life experience. It isn't the book teaching you. It isn't law of attraction teaching you. It's not a video. It's not some guru. It's your own life experience. And that, to me, is the foundation of all this.
You're absolutely right. And I understand that you have developed this book out of your own personal experience, which certainly makes it authentic. There's no question about that. And then you said you had this epiphany. So you started to think to yourself, I need to come out of this. I need to come out of this sense of depression, or this sense of the whole world is, you know, the sky is falling. And then you started to say to yourself that there was a positive way to turn things around, and started practicing some of these manifestations and mantras. Is that how it went? Is that how the epiphany took off?
Kind of. I'll put it like in a basketball context. Imagine, you know, you're practicing basketball for years and years and years, and every time you take a certain kind, you use a certain kind of mechanics when you're taking a jump shot, the ball goes in. But rather than sticking with the mechanics, you try all other things that don't work. I finally said, you know what? Those mechanics, that type of shot works. Why am I not using it? Why am I not doing it? Like, I was basically, I'll try to watch my language here. I was a fool for not sticking with those mechanics. And I was able to realize, kind of looking back on those years, this thing always started to work, and I was at least cognizant enough to notice it. Let me just stick with the mechanics of those jump shot, that jump shot, and see what happens. Let me stop stopping. Let me not quit on that. And fortunately, it turns out the mechanics of those of that you know kind of basketball shot, it does work for me, and that's kind of a good way for me to explain it.
Well, that's a perfect way, considering I know basketball and I grew up an athlete. I know exactly what you mean. But it's that stick-to-itiveness that's really important. And you know, I have a show, Recovery Recharged. In our show, we talk about recovery and the fact that it works if you work it, like, you know, like we had said before. And if you keep at something for a while with belief and faith and trust, it will turn out in the way you hope. And I think that's something for everybody to remember, except especially at Christmas, because faith and hope is something we need now more than anything else. And also to find the simplest way to do that. And that worked for you, and we're going to tell everybody how it's going to work for them. So tell us a little bit about the stats of the book right now, since it's been out for a couple of years. How well is the last Law of Attraction book you'll ever need to read actually doing?
So hopefully, and I have faith in this, I mean, we're over 84,000 copies sold. I'm hoping by the end of the year it'll actually, you know, the ticker will hit and it'll be 85,000 copies in the can. That's across all formats. There's audio, there's Kindle, there's hardcover, there's softcover. So obviously I'm extremely grateful and very happy, and more so with the positive reviews that come from it, because, you know, again, a title like Rule, I realize that it's going to get someone curious enough to buy it, but then you've got to back it up, because you don't want to scam someone out of their money. And if you do that to enough people, you know, you get bad reviews. So, like, it's more gratifying, even the number of copies sold, is the number of five-star reviews of people saying, no, this is legit, Andrew, and it's actually helped me. That's the even more gratifying part for me.
Well, that's wonderful. So do us a favor, because you get a lot of comments, and I know that, you know, everybody needs to know you are on YouTube, and you do a wonderful job on YouTube, and your
Thank
book
you.
Is on Audible as well, and I got it on Audible, and I also have a copy with me, like, on my desk. I showed you that last time. It's, like, right here. And when Andrew talks online and Audible, you are motivated to just get up and smile and do what he tells you to do, because it's easy, it's fast, it's fun, it's quick. So give us some examples of some of the comments that you got and how people's lives were changed.
So it's interesting to always answer this question, because there's tangible and intangible, and it's very easy to go to, because I would never divulge personal details, but I've had people write to me saying that they've used it as motivation to get out of abusive relationships, to me, which is really huge. On a more tangible perspective, I did an interview with someone who did my 90-day program, which is basically just guiding them through the methods for 90 days in case they're not doing it on their own. And on day one, when she started, she thought she was going to lose her job, and she emailed me on day 87 saying, okay, now I make a minimum of $100,000 in revenue in my sales job. So to see that kind of 180, someone who uses a method that I teach in my book, I didn't teach it to her. She was using it before I ever published my book, scripting. She scripted her way from zero to $1.6 million in, I think, 16 months, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, someone emailed me, he'd never had a girlfriend before, and he emailed me midway through the program that he was in love, and things were, so everyone was, like, running. I get comments, fortunately, from all different aspects of people's lives that they find a way to use this in harmony with what they're doing and invite a better result.
Well, that's fantastic. And I know personally for me, it's changed my life. It's brought things to fruition that I need. I mentioned to you before that I recommended a standard reading for everybody that's in recovery, because it does utilize all of the principles and powers of recovery. And I just want to talk a little bit about that. You talk about in your book three different ways to manifest things and to change the energy. It's kind of like an energy movement in your life. And you talk about three ways: gratitude, scripting, and visualization. Can you describe those methods for everybody in case they have forgotten?
Absolutely. Well, scripting is the fastest and the easiest one to describe. It's basically whether you're writing by hand or typing on a keyboard or even speaking aloud. Scripting is basically journaling your life in the present tense as if you're already living your dream life. You're giving whatever those details are. Visualization, it is what it sounds like. And, you know, whether you are putting yourself in a meditative state of all your body senses experiencing something or just a visual or whatever it might be, you're just basically putting in the images, whether they're still images or moving images of what you want in your life. And gratitude is basically, you know, finding ways or steps by which you experience the emotions and feelings of gratitude. And I'm sure we'll talk about a little more about that, because for me, gratitude is this really powerful secret hack. It's not the only way of accessing the law of attraction, but in my experience, it's the easiest and therefore most effective way of doing it.
I love you use the term secret hack, right? It's like Santa's little elf. Tell me what you mean by that.
Well, the thing is, people, when they hear about the law of attraction, and they buy into it, they get really excited, they kind of go about it in a way where they're trying to force reality to bend to their will. And they're trying to make things happen a certain way, and they don't realize they're actually inadvertently putting out the energy, or even just the psychology, if you don't believe in the law of attraction, they're putting out the vibe of not having what they want, and they're reinforcing that more powerfully. The thing about gratitude is you can't feel good and bad at the same time. And when you put yourself in a state of gratitude, you're essentially, in an indirect way, screaming the vibration that you have what you want, that you are content, that life is good, that good things happen to you. So it's just a very easy kind of, you're focusing on just things that you're grateful for, whether they're in your past, present, or future. But through that, you're just sending out the vibration, or again, just the psychology of your subconscious mind, that things are okay, that things are good. And, I mean, all I can do is say that it works. No one can really understand how powerful it is until they choose to engage with it, and in a very unattached, non-requirement way. Like, if someone's like, oh, I'm going to do this, but I'm going to grit my teeth and I'm going to be judgmental the whole time and watch a score, well, then again, that's basically another way of saying that you are you're putting out the vibe of not getting it. And by the way, don't buy my book if you don't believe me. My YouTube stuff is free. Try this stuff for free without spending any money. But again, do it from an open-ended mentality where you're just going to see what happens. All you're doing is committing to just 5 minutes a day of feeling good, regardless of what any results may or may not come on top of it. You're giving yourself that win in that moment. That is the secret to making it work.
Well, you said so many things there. I want to back it up for a second, because this is how it relates to exactly what's happening now. We can turn around today, especially after this, the president was quite optimistic last night, and I appreciate that because we are getting a handle on things. All right, you know, there are other strains of the virus coming out, and things are happening, and everybody's worried about whether or not we have to batten down the hatches again. But if we start looking at what we are grateful for today, especially all of the people that can say, I've been through the virus and I'm alive and I'm here to tell about it. I have gotten the vaccine, or I am healthy and well and my kids are well and my immediate family is okay. Please focus on what's positive rather than what's negative, which is exactly what you're saying. Because if we don't go with the flow of the universe and we don't bring positive energy into us, then all we're doing is fighting it. And like you said, we are inviting the existence of negative energy, and that's not going to help anybody.
Yeah.
And during the year at Christmas especially, if we don't have gratitude here, then there is no better time of the year to regain that gratitude. I also want everybody to understand that part of what we have to do and part of what Andrew's book does is to help us retrain our brains. We are not stuck in one set of emotions, no matter what is happening with us today. And that's exactly why Dr. Pat has this show and has developed Transformation Talk Radio, because transformation is what we are all about. But transformation doesn't just come. It comes because we decide to let it in. And one of the biggest things that we know in recovery is to be open and willing. And if you weren't open and willing before, you just give Andrew's book a try. Just be open. Because if you have a choice whether to think negative thoughts or positive thoughts, why don't you choose positive thoughts for once and see how things will change? And there's one more thing you said, which really is the clincher here. In the beginning of the year, everybody wants to try new things, Andrew, right? I want to go on a diet. I want to lose 20 pounds. I want to be, you know, I want to be have a model body. I want to lift weights. I want to start a new business, blah, 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 blah. Everybody wants to start something new, all right? And we all have great intentions until February. And then all of a sudden, not happening. But now, with this book, what you are saying and your theme throughout the book, and I love that, is if it's not fun, don't do it. Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so the key to all this is consistency. But we all know, I think a lot of people at least, I know me, I was a seminar junkie for a while and going to all different places. I know what it feels like to go into a room and have a speaker really pump me up and lift me up, and I'm so excited. And then an hour later, it's kind of the feeling's already dissipated. The thing is, if we're relying on willpower, there will be bad days. So what we want to do is we want to be strategic about this and finding something that it's easy because it's enjoyable. Because if it's something that you have, if it's something that's a chore rather than a choice, then I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm just saying that it's a lot more difficult to do it. And why do that to yourself? The key to consistency and the key to momentum and all those being together is having something where you're like, listen, for 5 minutes, I'm actually going to enjoy this. And by the way, because it's 5 minutes, I don't have to worry about being late for work. I don't have to worry about messing up my schedule. And ideally, this is something that I enjoy enough that it's worth it to me. It's worth taking 5 minutes to do this versus feeling bad. So, this is my long-winded way of saying you're not going to do it unless you're enjoying it, so you better find something that you enjoy because otherwise you're not going to be consistent.
Right, and it's not going to be sustainable, and that's the most important thing. I picked up your book about a month or two before we actually talked. You were on my Everybody Needs a Little Push show on YouTube back in February, so it's almost a year that we're together. I picked up your book in January, so it's the one-year anniversary, and I am still doing this today.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't thank you enough. And I was sharing with Andrew the other day on his YouTube podcast that YouTube radio show and podcast that I program my Alexa every single morning to remind myself to do my gratitude list. And the best thing about it is the moment I say I am grateful for whatever it is, I'm grateful for the fact that I woke up this morning, I'm grateful for the fact that I had a good night's sleep, I'm grateful for the fact that I have loved ones around me, I'm grateful for the fact that I can get up and walk around and eat breakfast. I don't care what it is. Start saying these things to yourself consistently every single day, 2 or 3 minutes, and you can't tell me that your life won't change. And you can start right now from this very, very, very moment. So, Andrew, tell us how you start your day and what manifesting methods you use.
So for me, it's interesting because I couldn't agree more that the start of your day is a great opportunity. But I must say, sometimes people, they prefer the end of the day. They prefer the middle of the day. So I would say I'd recommend everyone experiment and see which time or times of day is really good for them. And I say that with a preface of I don't always – see, me, the way I start my day is because my brain's filled with ideas. I write in the beginning of the day. So the thing I do every day for me personally isn't at the beginning because – I'm so excited to put down my ideas, I do that. I get that out of my system. The thing I do every single day is I pull out my phone and I turn on the recorder app and I spend usually about 5 minutes, sometimes 90 seconds, sometimes 10 minutes, but usually around, 3, 4, 5 minutes, just describing all the things that I'm grateful for. And these are things from my past, from my present, sometimes from my future that I say in the present tense. And I take that message and I send it to my friend across the country who does the same thing for me. Sometimes my message gets to him first. Sometimes he gets his to mine to me first. Sometimes I text it rather than recording it, likewise for him. But it's a thing where we've installed an easy and fun accountability to one another where there's no pressure. It's all fun. There's a lot of freedom in there. And January 8th, we'll begin our fifth year of doing this, and we have not missed a day. We've been doing this for years, every single day, because it's fun, and again, it's easy. And strategically, I've helped myself because I didn't want to let him down. So even on those days where it's really crazy, really busy, I'm like, no, I can take 30 seconds out and I can do this. There's nothing, no excuses. And again, I made it very easy. So the things that we've seen in each other's lives, he's seen me publish a book. He's seen 85,000 copies sold. I've seen him make incredible, developments and growth with him and his family, with him and his career. It's just really amazing for us. And because sometimes he goes first, sometimes I go first, one person might inspire a different kind of message in the other person, and we get to track our results. We can see this growth in each other. So it's not like a pressure where that you have to report good news. It's a situation where good news has a nurturing environment to always be available, and usually it comes.
You know, you said something that is really important here, because when we do something with a buddy, it always seems to work out a little better, and it is more sustainable because you can hold each other accountable, and you also get to see the progress that
yeah.
each of you is making. So that's a wonderful thing. All right, we have about 2 minutes before we take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about specific methods that Andrew uses to manifest different things, and we're going to see if they'll work for you. But in the meantime, Andrew, I just want you to just take a little bit of time and tell us about one specific method that I use a lot, and that's your time-lapse method.
Mm.
Can we talk about that for about a minute and a half?
Absolutely. Let's see if I can get this out in a minute and a half, because it is simple, but I sometimes go into detail. So time-lapse, a very easy gratitude method where you're going to write down 15 things that you're grateful for, 5 from your past, 5 from your present, and 5 things in your future that you're looking forward to happening. You're going to write them all out in the present tense as if they're already happening and you couldn't tell the difference. Then you're going to jumble up that list. Maybe the first one's the future, then the past, and the present. And you're going to read that list one thing at a time and give yourself 20 to 60 seconds to feel gratitude for each thing. And the really cool, powerful thing about the time lapse is because you think about it, 2/3 of that list is real. It already is happening or has happened, and therefore the gratitude that you feel for it is going to have an enthusiasm and energy and power and confidence that you just can't replicate. But because we as humans don't downshift very easily, that same gratitude and enthusiasm will carry over when you're reading those future items. So you're feeling great while simultaneously inviting more into the future.
We're going to talk a lot more about this when we come back. Andrew's book, The Last Law of Attraction, book you'll ever need to read. It's a perfect stocking stuffer right now. Go to Amazon.com and buy it, or buy it on Audible. If you want some sessions with me over the Christmas holidays, it's pushybroadfromthebronx.com, 800-889-1757. We'll be back right after the break. Stay with us.
Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Pat, I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Hey look, some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking in purpose and meaning. Well, The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to reach out and go for it. For more information or to purchase the book, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or go to CarlGreer.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce,
and me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country, and it's just amazing. Dada Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, MaryJaneMack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Welcome back, Transformation Talk Radio listeners. I'm Ellen Stewart, the Pushy Broad from the Bronx. I'm filling in for Dr. Pat today on her show because she's taking a very well-earned vacation. We love you. We miss you, Dr. Pat. We'll see you soon. I am here with the number one best-selling author, Andrew Kapp, and his book, The Last Law of Attraction, book you'll ever need to read. And we are giving you some Christmas gems here because I want you to start your miracles early because we really do need it. So if you were sitting on Santa's lap, what would you be wishing for? Would it be more money? Would it be better health? Would it be a new job? What would you be wishing for? And if you were wishing, how do you think those wishes can come true? And that's what Andrew's going to talk to us about today. So the title of this episode is Merry Manifesting. Andrew, what does that mean?
Well, that's actually the name of a method that I just put out on my YouTube channel. A lot of fun, in my opinion. And I want to preface this by saying, if you don't live in an area for any reason where there's Christmas decorations, we can still work this. There's always a workaround. There's always a way. But the Merry Manifesting method is basically something where you can take a nice stroll around your neighborhood, whether you're leaving your home or your office, whatever, and you're going to use the environment to your advantage, given the way it is in the holiday season, to feel good things. So, for example, and you can make your own rules and guidelines, every time you walk by a house where there is a Santa, use that as your cue to stop and think of something from your past that you are grateful for. Every time you pass Christmas lights or presents, perfect, right? Think of something from your present that you're grateful for. Every time you see a snowman or reindeer or a sled or anything else, that could be something where you're grateful in advance for things from the future that are on the way. Do that on a long enough walk where you're genuinely looking and stopping and thinking of something, you're going to come back feeling like $1 million. And the really cool thing about this is sometimes people have trouble like getting started. The environment is starting you for you. You're just walking through and you're watching the cues. You don't know where the Christmas lights are going to be. You don't know where the Santa's going to be. Since you don't know what to expect, you're going to let the universe or your environment cue you. And as promised, if you're not in a place where there's a lot of Christmas decorations, all right, every time I walk in front of a house where there's two cars in front of the driveway, that's what I'm going to think about my past. Every time I walk by with a tree where there's still some leaves or something, that's going to be present. Every time I walk by, they see a red car, that's my future. You can make any rules, and no restrictions, no limitations. And I'm telling you, if you're actually put into concerted effort to think of something from your life that you're genuinely grateful for, you will feel wonderful. And if you can't think of things, wow, we can go on a whole thing on that, because it is no matter what's going on in your life, and I recognize that a lot of people are faced with, you know, difficult situations. And I probably used this example the last time I was on, but you think about your heartbeat, which has been beating in your chest every second of every minute of every hour of every day of every week of every month of every year of every decade that you've been alive, sending blood and nutrients and oxygen and whatever to all the other parts of your body, which has also been serving you. How could you not feel grateful for that? How could you not feel grateful for the device that you're watching or listening to this on? You know, use that device for email, for texting. You use the apps on the device, you know, whether it's a dating app, whether it's a money app, whether it's your banking app, whether it's whatever it might be, like so many things to be grateful for, even in the midst of any kind of stresses, in the midst of any things that you're not 100% happy with. this isn't about being 100% content, happy with everything in the world. It's about identifying and giving credit and you know, just, you know, honoring the things that are in your life that you did to be grateful for. Because no matter what's going on in my life, there are people that I've met that were in my corner that I always have to thank. There were people that looked out for me. There were mentors. There were friends. There were people that really did favors when they didn't have to do them. And I'm sure everyone listening has had other people that has done favors for them. There's, you know, think about right now, Ellen being here for you, doing this show, all the times Dr. Pat is here. Like, they're taking time and energy and love and bringing it into this for your benefit. How could you not be grateful for that? How could you not be grateful for the fact that just by listening to this, that's your key indicator that you are on your way to an ever-improving life, because there are people that don't bother to listen to these shows. They don't take the time. They don't have the interest. Just the fact that you are hearing this is proof enough alone, is demonstration enough alone that the universe is in your corner, regardless of any other events and circumstances that you may not be enjoying 100%.
I could not have said it any better, and you know me, I'll try. I absolutely agree with you. So just giving a specific example, if I want to use that timeless method or talk about gratitude, sometimes I don't know what I'm grateful for, but opening my eyes is something that I'm grateful for. Turning around and saying being able to know you is something that I'm grateful for, and that's happening in the present, okay? I'm grateful to know Andrew. I'm grateful for the parents that I have. That's something in the past. And now maybe I'm grateful to do another year with Transformation Talk Radio, and that hasn't happened yet. So that's an example of present, past, and future. And that's where you need to go, all right? Just live in that. And just by saying the words, I am grateful, really opens up your soul and opens up your heart. And right now we need that more than anything else.
We really do. Yes.
So now, okay, so we've talked about that. We've talked about Mary manifesting. And that's really good, because when you see a trigger, triggers can be positive as well as sometimes being negative, because we always look at triggers in recovery as being something negative, okay? You see a liquor store, if you're an alcoholic, it triggers you into doing bad things. But understand that we can replace positive triggers with negative triggers, and these are the kinds of things that Andrew is talking about. We can reframe our brain. We can change the way we think about things, which means that this time, going into 2022, we have to be filled with hope, excitement, rather than dread and foreboding. You can choose. Choose positive. Start now with gratitude. Start now with the last Law of Attraction book you'll ever need to read. On top of which, Andrew has an amazing YouTube channel. He talks to you positively. He teaches you every single day. And like he said, it's absolutely free. Andrew, tell us a little bit about your YouTube channel.
Thanks. Well, I very recently had an awesome guest on it named Ellen, who gave a wonderful example about inevitability thinking and, like you were saying, you know, setting an Alexa to make sure you stick to things. I try to make sure the channel has a little something for everyone, whether it is interviews with people that are applying the Law of Attraction in unique and effective ways, or really just, you know, teaching more methods. Because for me, I think any one method on its own is all you will ever need in order to make an impact. But I also, again, recognize human nature. We as humans, we enjoy novelty, we enjoy variety, we enjoy things being fresh. So I always try to come up with new, fun manifesting methods so that people can just try something a different way and keeps it a little interesting for them. And more, I always just try to find unique spins on things. Like, someone had asked me, like, hey, how do you deal with the Law of Attraction if you have ADHD? So I made a video on it, you know, and how do you do, people are worried about lottery numbers. Okay, let me get my perspective on lottery numbers. People ask me different things. I use those questions as fuel for trying to address it on a more wide audience. And I don't know if we'll help deeply talk about this, but over the summer I did like 100 consecutive days of the channel. And we can talk about that a little later if you want, but it really just speaks to the fact that I was very wholly committed to making sure that there's plenty of free content for people. Because, I mean, the book is $4 US on Amazon, the Kindle version. So, I mean, it's not going to break the bank no matter what. But for anyone that doesn't want to spend money, I want to make sure that there's always options for people. And that's where the YouTube kind of made such a very easy way for me to do that for them.
So part of our Christmas list when we sit with Santa is not only gratitude and being happy for what's around us, but I know a lot of you out there would probably love to manifest more money, right? And you do a wonderful manifestation about being a money magnet and the ocean and all of that stuff that's in your book. Andrew, mm-hmm. could you share that with us? I love that reference.
Yeah, well, so actually there's one or two money meditations on the YouTube channel. One thing, let me share a fun one for you, actually. This is exclusive to YouTube. It's not even in the book. And I'm going to do it from memory because these come on the fly. I try them, I like them, I teach them, and I move on. But this is a really fun one. I call this, I think it's like the money bag manifesting method. If you search for it on YouTube channel, you'll find it. And it's basically, you know, you put yourself through a visualization where you choose the details. You make sure first you take a nice couple of deep breaths. You relax. Don't try to find the perfect state of zen because the perfect state of zen will never be there and then you'll never get started. Just relax a little more. You don't have to have any. It's okay if there's noises going on in the background. It's okay if there's interruptions. Just breathe deeply and close your eyes. And imagine yourself going to, like, your local bank where people there, they're so excited to see you. They're having conversations. How's the wife? How's the husband? How's the kids? Think about what this means when you're having these conversations where they're excited to see you. They're excited to see you because you are a frequent, high-rolling customer there. So, of course, they're excited. Of course, you're on first-name basis with these people. Think about, you know, they're dressed in – I always, you know, being from New York, I think of people like, you know, you see them outside the luxury buildings with the white gloves. I think about the bank staffers wearing that, like, when they're attending to me, but you can have whatever you want. But think about how basically you're making all these withdrawals and all these deposits – and now they're filling all these massive bags with all of your money for you to deposit or spend in any way that you wish. And what I'm basically breaking down for you here is one optional way of having a fun visualization that's sending a very powerful signal both to your subconscious mind and to the universe that you have money, that you have means, that you have resources, that you have access to infinite abundance. One from the book is where you go to something I call the ocean of abundance, which I learned about like 20 years ago, where you're basically, you're putting a bucket in and you're letting the water draw in, and that water represents the abundance for you. It's got all different colors. It's got gold. It's got white. And you're basically taking that and you're pouring it out into the beach, and it's becoming money for you. And, I mean, this isn't like a little pond. This is an endless ocean that's just yours. These visualizations have power, but that you're enjoying the moment while you're reaffirming this vibration and this energy and this psychology to yourself that you really have these things.
So can you picture it? All of you out there, can you picture it? Can you picture yourself going down to the beach, putting your toes in the water and realizing all of the beautiful colors, and then taking a little bucket and dipping it in the water, and every single time you dip it in the water and you pour it onto the sand, a bucket of gold tips out, coins and gold and silver. Can you realize that? Can you see that in your head? Can you visualize? How good is your visualization? As good as your visualization is and as good as your gratitude is, that's the opportunity you have to do something really good with your life, no matter what it is. And Andrew makes that possible in what, 2 dozen ways in the book? How many different ways?
I've got about 19 methods in the book. And by the way, I don't think I've ever yet given out this link on any show before. So exclusive to your audience. Even though I give the link in other ways. If anyone goes to ultimateabundancemeditation.com, that'll give the guided meditation. You can actually listen to the Ocean of Abundance meditation for yourself and enjoy it free of charge. But yeah, the book has about 19 or 20 methods. It's kind of like there's a one that's technically not in the frame of a method, but it's still a method in there. And again, it's all about variety. It's like, let me give gratitude methods, scripting methods, and visualization methods, because people never know what they're really going to love until they do it. So I figured if I give them enough of a broad menu for them to choose from, they'll find 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that really resonate with them. And also they might find ones that they really love, but they only have time on the weekends for them. And ones that they really love, but, okay, this one only takes me 30 seconds. Let me do this one instead.
For me, I was never much of a scripter, but I am a really big visualizer and a gratitude person. And because I talk for a living and I talk with my clients, it's easier for me to talk about it. I also mention how effective these things are when you talk out loud. And since I'm a born and raised Bronx girl and lived in Manhattan for the longest time, it's not uncommon for people to be talking out loud to themselves. Nobody cares.
So it's interesting to hear you say. First of all, I tape scripting, I think it's great. In my own experience, my hand is often cramped up before I can get everything out there. But when I speak, for me, I'm unrestricted. Sometimes I want to type, but sometimes I can't type fast enough. For me, I'm unrestricted. And by the way, I don't think people, don't really have to worry about, like, do people hear you speaking to yourself? But one thing that might help break that ice is, act like you're on a phone call. Hold up the phone and just talk. So if there's any kind of apprehension, if you're self-conscious in any way that you're worried someone's going to be thinking that you're weird, imagine you're on the phone with your friend and you're telling them all the things great about your life, all the things that you're grateful for. Use that motion so that you don't have to feel self-conscious, and then be completely free and unrestricted in how you want to speak script, these things for yourself, and just enjoy yourself. That's what it really comes down to.
I think that's a great idea, especially if you're out in the open. And if you're home, there's nothing wrong with talking to yourself or talking to your pet or talking to your loved one. I also find that that does another thing for you, and you're really going to reap the benefits of talking out loud. Number one, you get to hear yourself talking out loud, and that's very, very different than just holding on to things in your subconscious. So you need to try that, all right? It's not hard. Just talk out loud. I am very grateful for everything that's happening to me today. I am very grateful for a great Christmas coming up. I'm very grateful for the fact that I'm healthy and that I'm well and that my family is well. Just by saying these things, I promise you, your mood will improve. There is no question that it will. And if you get tired of doing that, then find the other 18 methods in Andrew's book, or go to YouTube and listen to him and watch him do other methods that actually work for him.
And no. One quick note, Ellen, I'm sorry, just one more thing. When you do this for the first time, it will most likely feel weird. That's not your reason to stop. That's your reason to keep going, because you don't remember this, but when you first walked in your life, that felt weird also. These things will feel a little out of place. That's okay. Just keep going. Just keep trying it. Just experiment. Have a mindset of experimentation just to see where it goes, because then you will be very, very, very pleasantly surprised. Trust me.
So now you're sitting on Santa's lap and you're really wishing for good health, all right? You really want to make sure that you have good health and that your family has good health. Give us a popular manifesting method for health, Andrew.
So here's what I love about these methods. They're interchangeable. So even the ocean of abundance method, for an example, where you were putting the bucket in this ocean and abundance was flowing in, you could just as easily picture that an abundance of health, and that's your magic elixir. You don't even have to put a bucket in. You don't visualize putting yourself visualize a cup that you're putting in this ocean of abundance, and it's putting in a magic elixir, and visualize yourself drinking down this health and this vitality. Also, a simple thing is just, closing your eyes, taking a couple deep breaths, and just picture gold or white or gold and white light just emanating and permeating your body. And, there's different schools of thought. If someone has a knee that's hurting them, they think they should put all the light on their knee. I personally, I don't think there's a right or wrong way. It's only what way feels good to you. For me, I do my whole body. I let my body decide what needs more healing or less healing. I let my body decide how and when to do it. I just give my entire body that love and that light and that vitality and that energy that I visualize. That in and of itself, those things, they sound so simple. But I'll say this, Olympic athletes, they rehearse their events in their mind over and over and over again before they ever actually physically compete, because the studies have shown that your subconscious mind cannot tell the difference between imagined and real. And if your subconscious mind can't tell the difference, we're talking about things more complicated than I can explain in terms of cellular activity, in terms of brain chemistry, and in terms of vibration, sending out a signal to the universe to energetically mirror things back to you. So wherever you are on the spectrum of belief, whether it's just biochemistry or energy or both, this has an impact that you will never appreciate with your own physical senses, and you will only understand through the results that you get when you engage with it without any stress or requirement, and you just are willing to see what happens.
And without stress is the key. All right, we're not trying to make this difficult. It is so easy. Andrew provides you with the tools, and all you have to do is talk them. In recovery, we say to act as if, which means take the first step and then worry about believing, okay? Just go with an open mind. Follow the exercises. Pick anyone you want. Do anything you want. Just make sure that you're doing these things consistently. It doesn't have to be an hour a day. I take 2 minutes in the morning, and during the day, if I'm feeling unhappy or if I'm starting to dip in terms of my energy level or I'm feeling depressed or I'm stressed about something because something's going on, I just start with my gratitude list. I'm grateful that everything worked out the way it's supposed to. I am grateful that I have the wherewithal and the strength and the energy to continue. Whatever it is, start with that. Visualize a positive outcome and then just be in it. Allow yourself to be in it. More than ever, we need this now. And this is a wonderful way to boost your attitude and your energy level going into 2022, which is why I really wanted you to have this today. So we're going to do it with just a couple more, because I know there's one particular manifesting method that you didn't put in your book that you have on YouTube. Can you talk about that?
Which one? Because I've got a lot. I'll say this. It's so funny because I do have a number of ones on YouTube that really hammer home the power of this. I actually instead want to say one thing that's actually even more important, because I think if people want one that's not in my book, the one I do with my friend every single day where I just leave a recorded message, it's so easy and powerful. But here's what I want to use this time for. Most things don't change overnight. I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm just saying most don't happen. And the reason I say that is it's very easy to get excited and do this for 3 days. And if you don't perceive a change, you give up. And that's the last thing you should do. And here, remember, if you do it for 3 days and you're like, this doesn't work, and you quit, you know what that tells me? That tells me you didn't actually enjoy the thing. Because if you actually enjoy the thing and you only do it for 5 minutes, you're never going to worry about quitting. So just trust me, like, it's my plea to you, whether it's my book, my YouTube, or somebody else's, find a manifesting method or technique that you enjoy for just a few minutes a day, that, again, you enjoy it. And don't stop after 2 days. Don't stop after 5 days. Don't stop after 10 days. And by the way, don't stop when things start going well, because that was my problem for 4 years before I figured this out. Things would actually start to improve, and we didn't talk about the ego. That's a whole – that we don't even have time on the show for that. But things start to improve, and I stop after that. You want to keep going no matter what, whether things are going this way or that way. And it should be easy, because you should love what you're doing for those few minutes. That's what I want. I know I didn't answer your question, Ellen, but I want to use that time for your audience.
No, and that's a really good thing, and it's good to know, because what happens is after a while things do start to change for the better and you stop doing it, and then all of a sudden it doesn't sustain. So that's a really good thing. You need to perpetuate it. You need to keep going, and also never to give up. But the only way to do that is to tell yourself that this is not a chore, right? This is not a job. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, it's a practice. It's not something you have to do. It's something you get to do. I probably said this the last time I was on, but I've yet to meet someone that a huge football fan. I've never had a huge football fan say, Andrew, you mean I have to go to the Super Bowl this year? It's like, no, they are pumped to go to the Super Bowl. They don't care about the long plane ride. They don't care about baking out in the hot sun all day. They don't care about all the travel restrictions and the way things are going on in the world. They are excited to be there. This is something where you don't feel like you have to do it every day. You feel like you get to do it every day. It's only 5 minutes. You can do more if you want, but the point is you don't have to. And that's the mindset and approach. And when you come from there, this stuff is automatic. And you know what? Some days you're going to be more engaged than other days. That's also okay. But the whole point is just to enjoy it at least a little bit every single day, to a measure, to a degree where, of course, you're going to keep doing it. It's not something that you have to keep going in order for your life to keep going well. It's something like your life's going to keep going well no matter what, and of course you're going to keep doing this. It's second nature by this point. Just like brushing your teeth is second nature. Just by, you know, eating a meal is second nature. This should be second nature where you just enjoy it and you do it and it's fine.
You talk about that a lot in your book, and that's really wonderful that it becomes a habit, and it's something that you really want to hold on to and you don't want to let go of. And it's the easiest thing to do just by talking out loud every single day. So I know we have a minute or two left. In fact, everybody's telling me 2 minutes ago. What do you want to leave our audience with today? What's your Christmas message, Andrew?
My Christmas message is leave room for the miraculous without any requirements or specific expectations. Just leave room. Be willing to feel gratitude, not because things in life are perfect or you're trying to make them perfect, but because strategically it serves you, and because why not enjoy your life while you're living it? Don't wait for life to be perfect before you start enjoying it. Start enjoying it to whatever measure you can now, and it will get closer to perfection. It won't get all the way. It'll never get all the way. But when you start enjoying it for the way it is right now, that's where things improve. It's a strategy, but you're strategically feeling good, which makes things improve, which makes you feel good, which makes things improve. It really is that simple. I think Ellen and I both agree. It's the simplicity of this that really makes the difference.
Andrew, I cannot thank you enough for being here today. Andrew Kapp, the last Law of Attraction book you'll ever need to read. He's on youtube.com/AndrewKapp. Please pick it up on Audible, pick it up in hard copy, pick it up anywhere you can find it. It will be life-changing for you in the beginning of 2022. I wish you health, wealth, and happiness. If you need me, it's pushybroadfromthebronx.com, 800-889-1757. Take care, all of you. Merry Christmas and happy 2022. I look forward to seeing you in January. Thanks a lot.